Malka.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're getting away tonight.
Ruby. Good evening.
We're going to have a different
Ruby.
Mini Zohar today.
Okay.
Good evening to both of you, to all of you. We're going to have a different pattern for today's Mini Zohar and also for tomorrow's. And because the Mini Zohar and the 7 o'clock class in both days is really going to be Zohar classes in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. And then the 8:30 classes will be the Tikkuni Zohar classes, as we've been doing. So we will start today quickly with an abbreviated Ana B'Koach. So please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Alephet Gimel Yitak Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Taharenu No Ra Kufrishayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Parchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem Petet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kirushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodea Talumo, Shin Kufav. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. The handout tonight is on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's the Zohar landing page, which is in the first row of the matrix, the right-hand column. When that page opens up, please scroll down to where it says Rosh Hashanah. It's about a half inch to an inch from the bottom of the page. When the Rosh Hashanah landing page opens up, we're going to start with the parasha from Pinchas, section 8, titled The Days Between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. We'll see how far we get in the mini Zohar class, and we'll go from there. So we're starting with Pasuk 27 of Parashat Pinchas, section 8. And we're starting with Elishem Yehud. L'shem yichud kudshah barichu ishkite bitchilu urchimu udchilu le'afka l'shem yudhei bavavhei b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'lehino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananehu. Amar Rabbi Chiyo l'Rabbi Elazar Ilein Yomin Merosh Hashana Ad Yoma Batra Ad Hag Be'na L'mekam Alayhu Amar Rabbi Elazar Ha'itmar V'chavra Yayo Itaru behu Amar Rabbi Chiyo Vadai Hakihu Aval Anashimana Lagutsina Kadisha Ila Amila behu Amar Leya Emahahu Mila El Adla Kaimna Feya Amar Rabbi Elazar Af Al Gav Dechav Rayayo Ochmu Mila Veshapir Hu Aval Sidura Tehane Yome Raza Dechach Meta Ubein Mechatshe Hakla. The translation, Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Elazar, I should like to discuss these days from Rosh Hashanah until the last day of Sukkot. Rabbi Elazar said, but we have already studied them, and the friends have made their comments about them. Rabbi Chiya said, of course, but I heard something about them from the great and holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon. And he said to him, tell us, to which Rabbi Chiya replied, I still do not grasp it, and it is not as clear as it should be. Rabbi Elazar said, although the friends have already discussed this matter, and it is beautiful, the order of these days is the secret of wisdom among the reapers in the field, namely among the scholars who have already completed all the clarifications of Malchut, which is termed the field. My commentary. This pasuk is hinting at the superiority, actually the higher level, meaning the greater wisdom and the holiness of the Zohar over the Talmud. Pasuk 28. Tachatzi ha'itmar sedura de'yehuda kola bechad hech ha'wei ve'ha'itmar petach v'yamar chasaf Adonai et zeroah kacho da de'roah chada de'beya tal ya yeshua Deveya talya nukma Deveya til talya Purkana levilama Lemekam lalakanai Meafra uve ukabila Lalagabeya Please davga kachada Bekad hait ar lekabela kama dechilu sharya bialma adyanach hahu deroa techot reshaha veit chabra kema da'at amar shemolo tachat leroshi gomer uptein nicha naicha dina ufkaper chodim. The translation. Come and see. The order of unifying all into one. How does that go? We have learned, he began, Hashem has made bare his holy arm. This is one arm, which is the left column, on which are dependent salvation, vengeance, and redemption. But why did Hashem make bare this holy arm of his? It was to raise up the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut, from the dust, and to welcome her with him, so as to unite as one. When that arm is raised up toward her, there is much fear present in the world. Until he rests that arm under her head to unite with her, as it is said, his left hand is under my head. And then judgment rests and he atones for sins. My commentary. The metaphor of the raising of the left arm of Hashem indicates a period of judgment. This is Rosh Hashanah, when the left arm finally finds its place under the head of the Shekhinah, the children of Israel. It indicates a change from judgment to mercy. This is Yom Kippur, which cleanses all people and leaves them totally pure of all negative actions, except for negative actions done against people that were not specified and related not the teshuvah that was not done during the previous year. This applies to the actions from earlier in this life as well as previous incarnations. Actions relating to Hashem are forgiven and cleansed. Actions between you and other people only become cleansed as they relate to the teshuvah that you have done this past year. Any teshuvah from previous years is cleansed each Yom Kippur, providing one follows the study ritual of the high priest. Pasuk 29. Leva atarate Yamina lecha beka kedein ched vavta shar yayo bealma vekol anpin nehirin levatar is davgat begufa uptein kola yikre echad bilafaruda kedein hu Shalimu dekola, vehed vavta dekola, yachidu vadai, madila ishtakach, haki bishar zinei. The translation. Later, the right column comes to embrace her. Then rejoicing engulfs the world, and all the countenance shine. Subsequently, she, Malchut, unites with the body, namely the central column, and then everything is considered one without schism, for the central column incorporates the right and the left. Then everything is perfect, and everything is joyous, and they, Zeranpin and Malchut, certainly unite, which is not the case at other times. My commentary. This is a metaphorical understanding of the energy of Yom Kippur. Pasuk 30. Ke gavna dechai sedura dechane yomin merosh hashana ad yoma Batra adhag barosh hashana itar tero adismala vekabela la mitmat ronita again call Alma. Bid Hilu Kadina Uva Ehahu Zimna Bati Uta Shalim Leishtaha Alma Kame Kuchabrihu Levatarat Matronita Uva Yin Bnei Kala Batisha Learcha Lemebad Chad Bavta Umitzpal Benahara Ledachya Ledacha Garmaihu Bizuga Lematronita Yoma Achara Huzivuga Bila Shavava Shemala Tehot Reshaha Shemadiata Marshimolo Tahat Leroshi. The translation. Likewise is the order of those days from Rosh Hashanah until the last day of Sukkot is like this. On Rosh Hashanah, the left arm is awakened, namely the left column of Zeranpin, to welcome the queen. The whole world is then in fear of judgment, and the whole world has to be put in complete repentance before the Holy One, blessed be He. Later, on the ninth of the month, the queen comes in the palace retinue, namely the children of Israel. They make merry and immerse themselves in the river to purify themselves so as to be worthy of the union of the queen with Zeranpin. On the other day, namely the tenth of the month, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, for her union is accomplished by Zeranpin, placing his left hand under her head. In accordance with the text, his left hand is under my head. My commentary. Here is the Zohar explaining the necessity to do a mikveh prior to Yom Kippur, especially on the ninth day. It is also hinting at the moment of transition from judgment to mercy for Yom Kippur. This takes place at the sunrise on the morning of the ninth day of Tishrei. Pasuk 31. Ugen Yisrael B'tanita Al-Chovayhu Kapara lehu deha ima ila'a an hirat an pahar du matronita bezugaha umit kaprin kol b'nei hekala kewan dishmala bekabelala Behayomad la redresha, de matronita sharyayo al shemala. The translation. Then on the tenth day, Israel fast for their sins and are forgiven. For the supernal Ima, namely Bina, looks kindly on Malchut in the union. For on Yom Kippur, Malchut rises and coats Bina and makes atonement for all of the retinue of the palace, namely Israel. Since the left of Zeranpin welcomes her on this day, for the head of Malchut rests on the left. My commentary. This is hinting to the awakening of Zeranpin from the consciousness of Dormita, the sleeping. This is what happened to Adam when Hashem took Eve and separated her so that they could return in sexual union face to face. Pasuk 32. Ma kadma dehagitar yamina lekabela begin lechabeka ukdein kochet bav. Bekol anpin nechirin behed vavta demayim. Selilan lenaska amidbecha uvayin b'nei nasha lemechede bekozinin teched ba dehayomina garim bekol atar deshari yamina ched vavta itzderich bekola Kedain head vavta hiyo lishtasha. The translation. On the first day of Sukkot, the right column of Zeranpin begins to move towards Malchut, to embrace her. This is the hidden meaning of the verse, and his right hand embraces me. Then everyone rejoices, and all countenances shine. There is joy in pouring pure water on the altar. People should be happy by rejoicing in many different ways. This is brought about by the right, for wherever the right side, namely the chasadim, rests, there has to be joy everywhere. And there is joy with which to be happy. My commentary. This is explaining that Sukkot is the energy of joy. It also hints to the difference between joy and happiness. One, joy, is an inner essence, and the other, happiness, are actions. Pasuk 33. Levatar biyoma tamina. Ched vavta deoraita u deha kedem zivuga tegufa hu zivuga tekola lemehve kola chad vada u shalimu dekola vada yomad Yisrael ihu vadai viadva. Atal Hashem Elohecha Vedomer. The translation. Later on the day of Shmini Atzeret is Simchat Torah, as then the mating of the body, namely the central column called body, is taking place. This is the union of all parts, for it includes the mating of the left side of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, as well as the union of the right side of the holiday of Sukkot, since the central column incorporates the right and the left. Thus all is one, and this is overall perfection. And this day is definitely Israel's. Its portion belongs to them alone, for no other people has a part in it. That is to say, it is not like the festival of Sukkot, when the 70 bulls are sacrificed for the 70 nations, because the nations have no part in Shmini Atzeret. Happy are Israel in this world and in the world that is coming. About them it is written, because you are a holy people, for Hashem your Elohim. My commentary. On Yom Kippur, we begin the creation of the central column for the frame of reference called year. This comes during Nila, the final prayer of Yom Kippur, when we say Hashem Hu HaElohim 7 times. This is hinted to above in Hashem Yer Elohim. That's the end of this section. We have 2 more verses to complete in the mini Zohar tonight. Are there any questions? If you return to the Rosh Hashanah landing page, you'll find Parashat Vayechel, section 3. There's more than 2 verses in the section, but the two verses that we will be reading tonight dealing with Rosh Hashanah is Pasuk 32 and 33. Pasuk 32. Tachatzi lav lemagana atkinu kadmae shofar liam shaka mita min beta leve kivshre itema di almeta vikaradileya lechudihu Laila begin leagana al chayayo tila yishlot alayhu malach hamavet chista leila veistamrun mineya. The translation of verse 32. Come and see, not for nothing did the ancient wise men decree that a shofar was to be blown when the dead was taken from his house. You might say this is solely to honor the dead, but no, this is to protect the living, so that the angel of death would have no power over them, to accuse them above, and they might avoid him. My commentary. To understand this pasuk, one needs to know the power of the shofar and what it does to the angel of death. It causes the malach hamavet, the angel of death, to forget what he wanted to say in his prosecution of that person who knows and hears the shofar. Pasuk 33. Patach v'amar v'ki tavo malchama b'artzechem al hatzar hatzorer etchem v'gomer v'dayikna al hatzar da malach hamavet Hatzorer etchem tadir v'katil Livnei nasha uvae v'kat la'acharamim Mai takam tieya V'hareotem im berosh hashana Tehu yomad dina Ve'ela hai malach ha'mavet nachit v'tata begin li'ashkacha v'yovadin divne nasha'u salka ve'ela li'asta lom v'yisrael v'yade de'ha malach ha'mavet Nachit Lata ta visalik, leela begin de mecheve, ki te guora, ka te gora, alaihu mikad me bishofar, lea biva, aleya dila yakil lon ulagana. Alaihu. He started by saying, and if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, I have observed that the enemy refers to the angel of death that oppresses you forever, killing people and seeking to kill everyone. What is to be done with him? Then you shall blow an alarm. On Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment above, the angel of death comes down to examine people's deeds and then ascends and prosecutes them. And Israel, who know that the angel of death comes down and then goes up to be their prosecutor, blow the shofar early and complain against him, so he would have no power against them, and in order to protect themselves. The commentary. The verse is clear as it is written, and is made more clear when one reads the Zohar in the Parasha of Emor, which has some explanations of all of the holidays, including Rosh Hashanah. The Hashem website has a section for each holiday as well. That's the end of what we're reading for this section, this particular Zohar explanation. And it's the end of our class. So if someone has any questions, please feel free to ask. Our 7 o'clock class will continue with the next item in the Rosh Hashanah landing page, which is Parashat Pinchas, section 59, titled Rosh Hashanah. And at 8:30 tonight, we will do a Tikkuni Zohar class, as I mentioned earlier. Now, tomorrow morning at 10:30, we will do our Slichot service. And tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 West Coast time, we will continue whatever we haven't done in the section 59 and in Parashat Emor, section 32. We will continue that in the 7 o'clock class on Tuesday. And the 8:30 class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. And that leads us to Wednesday morning at 10:30, we will do a Slichot service. And that will be our last class, our last connection, until after Rosh Hashanah and after the Shabbat of Chazinu, which is this coming Shabbat. We will do a 6 o'clock Havdalah service, followed by a Zohar class at 7 o'clock, and a Tikkuni Zohar class at 8:30. This will be Motzi Shabbat. Starting Sunday, we continue with the Slichot service until Yom Kippur at 10:30. At 7:30. At 10:30, we will prepare for some significant knowledge about Rosh Hashanah, about Yom Kippur. At 3 o'clock, we will continue our Igeret Teshuvah letter, And at 8:30, next week, we will probably recommence with our normal class schedules. So if anybody has any questions about the class schedules this week and next week, you could ask them now, or when they occur to you, send me an email. I wish you all a beautiful holiday if we don't connect with each other later on. But hopefully we will continue, because there is some very significant information being revealed in these Doha classes this week.
Hello? I have a question,
yeah.
Please.
Go ahead, Brandy.
Have we changed the time for the Slakot service to 10:30 instead of 7:30 in the morning?
Well, it's 7:30 West Coast time, so it's 9:30 your time.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you.
Okay. So the answer about changing the time is it's not possible, because the 10:30 is the Eastern time, and by the time we finish, it's almost 12.
Okay. Great.
Are there any other questions? Shalom to all. Next class is at 7 p.m. West Coast time.
Shalom.
Have a beautiful week. Shalom. Have
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Week. Thank you.